This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line on a Wednesday, brought to you. It is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Days are starting to run together as we get closer to the holidays here. Party Line presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com that Melissa is working on right now is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. We do have a couple of guests on the line with us already this morning, so we will get to them so that they can tell us all about the Wesley Manor Tour of Trees. We have Melissa and Octavia from Wesley Manor just to kind of give us a preview of tomorrow night. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Good morning. We're doing good. How are you, Cindy?
Hey, we're excited to be over there tomorrow. And, of course, I will be broadcasting live tomorrow evening as well. So I'm looking forward to that, 5 o'clock until 7. So if somebody's never been there before, tell them about the Tour of Trees.
So we have 31 decorated trees throughout our campus. Local community sponsors come in and decorate trees. It's kind of a twofold purpose. One, it helps to decorate our facility for our residents. And then two, we combine it with a food drive and a pet drive, pet food drive for the Humane Society. And then our food drive, we donate all of our canned goods to the Salvation Army Food Bank.
And so if people are bringing these cans in and they're donating food, what do they get in return?
You betcha. So you can enter Wesley Manor through two main entrances, either our main entrance, which is right off of the Main Street at 155 North Main Street, or you can enter the back of Wesley Manor through the Health Center Pavilion. And as you enter, you will bring your canned goods to the table. And for every canned good, you will receive a ticket. And those tickets allow you then to go around and to vote at each tree for your favorite tree.
And I have to tell you, we came in the other day and set up our tree. And I'm always, Melissa and I look around and we're like, wow, there's some really beautiful trees here. Some people really go all out. I love that.
Yes, we have some sponsors that actually, you know, support Wesley Manor 12 months out of the year, not just during the holiday season. And so they are very generous. We have a 12-foot tree. We have 2 9-foot trees that get decorated. A lot of our trees are, 5 to 7-foot trees, but it really is a community project that people come together.
I cannot take credit for our tree. Melissa Miller is the brains behind that, and each year she and Carrie put a plan together, and it's so cute. So we invite you to go check out our tree, which is on the second floor. If you go in the healthcare, is it the healthcare pavilion? Is that what we call that back there, the back entrance? If you go in there, it's up the stairs.
Correct. Yep, yes. Correct. Yeah. And so when you enter, if you come for the tour of trees, one advantage to that is you will be given a self-guided map and tour guide so that you can know where each tree is located and try to visit and see all of the trees.
Yeah, there are some really, really, Carol Price put together a couple of trees, a couple of years ago that were just, does she have trees up this year again?
She does. Yes, many. Yeah, some of our residents contribute. Carol and Larry have put 5 trees in our greenhouse, and so the greenhouse also is part of the tour of trees. And so, yeah, they have beautiful trees out there.
Now, is Santa going to make an appearance this time as well?
We have a wonderful Mr. and Mrs. Claus, you know, Santa's helpers.
Sure.
And we love Mr. and Mrs. Claus because they have relocated to Indiana from the South. And Mrs. Claus has just a beautiful Southern accent, and I just love to hear her talk to the children. And, yeah, so they will be here. You can have pictures with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. We have cookies and cocoa for all of those that in attendance. And I think it's important to stress, too, for families, you're not required to make a donation. The donations for the canned food and the pet food simply allow you to vote for your favorite tree, but we highly encourage anyone to come out. You do not need to make a donation. Really, just, you know, our residents enjoy seeing families come through. It puts smiles on our residents' face at this time of the year just to see families enjoying the Christmas trees and getting into the holiday spirit.
Sure, and I do want to remind, it is a family event. I do want to remind folks, please bring your kids.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Last year, we were able to collect over 500 non-perishable food items for the Salvation Army, and we collected over 175 pounds of pet food for the Humane Society. So that's kind of our goal again this year, so we need everyone's support.
Well, and this is regardless of weather, the tour of trees is mostly inside. You do have to go to the greenhouse if you want to check that out, but it's a mostly inside event, so it's regardless of weather, folks. So we invite you to come out. Again, it's tomorrow evening, 1555 North Main Street, right there at Wesley Manor. You can go in the main entrance or the back entrance at the Healthcare Pavilion. Hot chocolate cookies, you can't beat that either.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And go ahead.
I forget what else I was going to say, but
okay.
I don't know. We just want people to come out and enjoy it.
We do. All right. And say hi to all the residents.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Anything else you need to add for us before we get there tomorrow evening?
Nope. Yeah, our doors are open at 5:30. It officially begins at 6 to 7:30. But I will say, too, the trees are up all through the Christmas holiday season. If you can't make it out on Thursday evening, please come out. We are accepting canned goods and donations all through the following week. And so you're welcome to come out and earn tickets then. You just won't have the map and the self-guided tour. But, so you're welcome to come anytime, you know, over the next week.
Sure. And we encourage people to get out there. I'm with you. I think the residents just like to see everybody and talk with everyone. And bring your kids. They love to see children as well. I think they all miss seeing kids. And so bring your kids. Make it a family event. Come out tomorrow evening to the Wesley Manor Tour of Trees and Greenhouse Christmas. Ladies, I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
All right. Thank you both so much. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right. We had Octavia and Melissa from Wesley Manor, Tour of Trees tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I love that event, actually.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And if you're wondering, if you'd like to come and say hi to me, I would love to see you as well. I'm usually at the main entrance, right? As soon as you come in the door, I'm usually right there. So come and say hi to me as well tomorrow evening. And again, I'll be broadcasting live 5 o'clock until 7. So a fun evening for sure.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. Come on, weather. Come on, weather. What is the weather forecast? Didn't we hit our high already today?
And it's only temperatures going will continue down, to fall down to 32 and switch over to, let's hope we don't get the mix. I would really, we've already got a lot of rain, and I just really don't want the sleet and the ice. If it's going to switch over now and get to the snow and be done with it. But, yeah, not looking good all the way through. So it's going to be extremely, extremely busy. We want to bring it. Well, let's see. What kind of stuff have we got here? Today is December 10th, Wednesday, December 10th, and it is considered Nobel Prize Day. It's also considered National Lager Day. Hey, there we go. I know some people who would really like to celebrate that one.
It's not us, but somebody does.
Yeah, most definitely.
Neither one of us are into
we're not
lager.
Into any of that stuff. International Human Rights Day.
All right. All very important days. We do have a caller on the line, so we will get to our caller. Oh, she's got to switch it over here really quickly.
And I apologize because Hoosierland is froze up again right now, and I can't get it unlocked. And
we're working on it.
Yep.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you ladies doing?
Good. Hi, Russ. How are you?
I am doing great. I thought you wanted some good news. I could just tell in your voice.
Oh, please. Yes. You have no idea. It's been one of those mornings from the time I set my feet on the floor.
Okay. Well, I've got some good news for you.
I'm ready.
I will absolutely guarantee you that now every evening, actually this started on about December the 8th, every evening the sun is setting later and later and later and later now. And a lot of people think that it's not until December 21st, which is the solstice. That's not true. The days are getting shorter because the sun, tends to rise later. But when you get off work now, the sunlight is actually lasting longer and longer and longer. A lot of people don't know this.
I honestly thought, Russ, I didn't think that started until the 19th, so it actually started sooner than that.
It's a little-known fact. The Earth's tilt, the orbit, the interaction with clock time, and I'm going to put an article up on Clinton County Daily News about this. The earliest sunset in Indiana, actually, is a couple weeks before the winter solstice. In our area, it's about the 7th or 8th of December. That's when the sun sets the earliest. So now, it is now December the 10th, right?
Yes.
So the and you'll notice, and I noticed this when I was at Indiana University. School was still in session, and I was standing outside. I worked at the audiovisual department, and I was talking to this guy, and it was just like 5 o'clock p.m., and I had a hard time seeing him. Man, it's getting so dark.
I thought that yesterday, in fact.
Yeah. And then I noticed it started actually getting lighter before Christmas. And when work stops. So anyway, that I'll publish it. And there's a reason with it. It involves the tilt of the Earth, the equatorial orbit, and so forth. It's a little bit complicated. But a lot of people think that's December 21st. It's not. It's just that the sun actually in the morning rises later than the sun sets, and so the crossover point is not until about the 21st of September, December, when you actually have the shortest day. I don't know if I've thoroughly confused you, but anyway.
No, we get it. We totally get it. But I do have a question. How are you feeling about those Hoosiers and the football team about now?
Well, they're pretty good. We never looked at ourselves as being very good football players.
And here you are, going to the big game, right?
It's kind of like we're the dog that caught the car, Now what are we going to do?
What year did you graduate from IU?
I graduated in 1977.
Okay, so that was after the last time they were...
I crammed 4 years of college into 5 years.
I like that plan. That's a very good plan.
I switched majors, so anyway.
No, I understand. All right. Well, I just wanted to see how you were feeling. This is the only time, I have to be honest with you, Russell, that I'm going to root for the Hoosiers as a Boilermaker through and through. This is the only time I was really wanting them to beat Ohio State. So that was the first Yahoo. And so now I will root for them until the end. But this will be, this is the only time I do it is in situations like this.
Well, I always say I'm always for Purdue. Except when they play IU. Every time. I am always.
Very diplomatic.
That's very diplomatic. Yeah. That's right.
I remember when they went to the Rose Bowl in what was it, 67 or 68?
Or something like that. I think it was before I was born.
I know. It was before you were born. I wasn't.
Yeah, was
but I remember watching that on TV, watching them play in the Rose Bowl.
I got a good one. When Bobby Knight was at IU, that was right during my heyday at IU, and five of us from the Russian house that we're all buddies, and we decided, you know, we're going to drive a Toyota five-passenger vehicle out to Los Angeles. So Peter Kiyanov lived in L.A., and he lived in the Russian house at IU, and he had it all arranged. So we could stay at his house, and we were going to watch the Final Four at the Los Angeles stadium, whatever that was.
Coliseum.
And we had tickets. Yeah, we had tickets and everything. And so we went, five of us, all the way across the United States of America, crammed into this little teeny tiny Toyota.
I was going to say, back then it was a Corolla.
Yeah, it probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. Fortunately, we got along, and then, lo and behold, we stopped at Albuquerque, and we noticed on all 55 or 60 television sets, every single one of them, it showed Indiana University lost. We couldn't find one single TV where they won. because that was the semi. It was the last game. It was kind of like the semifinal, and they lost. They couldn't make it to the Final Four, which we were almost positive they were going to. And so all of our trip, as far as basketball was concerned, was for nothing, and because we lost. But we had a good time in L.A. We went to Disneyland, and we doubled it. You know, he set us up on some blind dates and all kinds of fun like that. So anyway.
That's not where you met Sue, though, is it?
What's that?
That's not how you met Sue, though, was it?
No. This was a couple years at her. Yeah,
okay.
This was a year. I didn't even know Susan was alive then, but anyway.
How much were your tickets?
Oh, golly. I think they were like $35 or something. They probably gave us a student price. I can't even remember. It was like $35 or $40. I don't know.
You wouldn't get them for that now.
No, nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that, that's for sure.
Even the student price is nowhere near that.
Right. It wasn't enough to even think. I was working at the time. I worked when I was a student at the audiovisual department. So I'd go around and set up projectors and slides and audiovisual equipment for all these classes, you know. And my best behavior in my job was not to be noticed. If anybody noticed me, then I was doing a bad job. It's like you never want to notice the projectionist, you know.
Sure. Makes sense.
One time I did involve myself in the discussion, though. They started calling me the intellectual streaker because I would actually start participating.
Oh, a streaker? Did you have your clothes on?
No. Well, I guess I did.
I'm like, whoa! This is getting juicy.
it was for library science. It was a graduate level library science thing, and they had me do the projection, you know, doing the film. And it was a very interesting conversation. And I actually put my hand up and I offered my input, which I thought, you know, was pretty good. And then about 4 or 5 days later, a graduate student that knew me, he was married to, I think, the lady that was teaching the course. It was her class. And she said, I heard that you were a intellectual streaker in the graduate level library science.
Well, just keep your clothes on when you come here, okay?
I will.
All right, thank you, Russ. We appreciate it.
These Indiana University people compared to the Purdue University people—that's the kind of thing they probably do.
Well, I mean, we had the Nude Olympics over at Purdue.
See, there you go.
Yes. Now, I never participated in the Nude Olympics. I have a brother-in-law that I believe participated in the Nude Olympics, but it was always on the coldest day of the year. You met at Cary Quad inside there. It makes a kind of a track area. It's just concrete walk, but it's kind of a track, and so everybody would pack in there, and people would strip down and run the Nude Olympics. And so,
well, are they?
I don't know if they still do that. That's a great question. So
That would make a Clinton County Daily News article.
We will have to check into that. That was in the late 80s, early 90s.
Well, I just thought I would bring some good news. When you leave work in the evening or whatever, you'll notice that the sun is setting later and later and later now. It's more and more daylight.
All right. Well, thank you, Russ. We appreciate it. And, yes, I needed some good news this morning, so thank you for calling in.
We'll remember that with the single digits and below zero wind chills we get this
At
weekend.
At least we're getting it sunlighter, that's right, or longer.
That's January 20th when the days actually start getting warmer statistically. That's January 20th.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
For your luck.
Bye-bye. Going on now, of course, is the WILO Children's 12 Days of Christmas, and we have our winners here today. And so from Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Emmanuel Flores, 9 years old from Frankfort, Center Township Trustee's Office, Keaton Ray, 6 years old from Frankfort, from Ellis Jewelers, Maya Wood, 6 years old from Frankfort, Jimmy John's Sandwiches and Shop, Alvin Roberts, 10 years old from Frankfort, from Landon's Furniture and Mattress, Camilla Hernandez from Frankfort, 9 years old. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Ariel Phipps, I hope I said that right, age 4 from Frankfort. From ProByte Computers, Elliot Dick, also from Frankfort. Skiles Electric, Ryder Brock from Frankfort. Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Dylan Moore, I think everybody's from Frankfort today, age 4. Wampler Services Incorporated, Noah Batista from Frankfort, 5 years old. And from VFW Post 1110, Corey Williams, 3 years old, also from Frankfort. And also thank you to Frankfort Walmart for helping us secure all the bicycles that we'll be giving away next week, actually. I believe that's on Tuesday of next week that we'll be giving away the final prizes. And those are the bicycles. So if you haven't had a chance to get registered yet, you do still have time to do that. All you have to do is go to any of these locations, Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Center Township Trustee's Office, Ellis Jewelers, Jimmy John's Sandwiches, Landon's Furniture and Mattress, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, ProByte Computers, Skiles Electric, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Wampler's Services Incorporated, or VFW Post 1110. You can register your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, whoever, and they would still be in the running for some prizes. And then ultimately the grand prize is the bicycle. So still time to get registered for the 12 Days of Christmas as well. Also, we will be talking about the 12 Strays of Christmas here in just a moment. In the meantime, there's a new study out. What does it take to be Santa? Oregon State University interviewed over 900 professional Santas to find out. And 900 is a good number. And these are the professional Santas, all right? They say they fall into three camps. The stereotypical older white guys with natural beards. The ones who creatively explain their differences, like the skinny Santa who says he's getting healthy for the holidays. Wah, wah. And the non-typical Santas, those who don't fit the traditional mold. But what they all have in common was a genuine call to the role. So we thank all of those additional Santas out there for helping the real Santa Claus. So if there's any kids listening today, just know that those are the helper Santas that are out there that help the real Santa, who's very busy this time of the year. All right, it's time for our 12 Strays of Christmas, and the 12 Strays of Christmas brought to you by our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers. We appreciate Norm and Rue for getting their parents to help us bring the 12 Strays of Christmas to the community this year. We have Pam Butts from the Humane Society and Paw Pals with us. Hey, Pam, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Who do we get to talk about today?
Okay, well, bear with me because I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this name right or not. It's Copernicus.
Okay.
It's an astronomer, I think. It's spelled Copernicus. He is a domestic shorthand tabby, orange and white. He's beautiful. He's a big boy. I think he weighs over 10 pounds, so he's a biggin'. He was surrendered back to the shelter just recently because his owner was having health issues and couldn't keep him. So he was adopted from the shelter over a year ago, but finds himself back here because of health issues with his owner. He's still super cute, sweet, very loving, and will happily rub on you and doesn't mind being scooped up and held. He's handsome and distinguished. Beautiful cat. I mean, yeah, if you're looking for a big boy.
He sounds like he's quite a snuggle bug.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you got some junk in the trunk, you know, that's even better to snuggle than that.
You know, I love that.
Don't want to be skinny and scrawny.
That's exactly right. A big old cat. I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. And through no fault of his own, he makes his way back to the shelter. Bless his heart. And, of course, I feel sorry for folks that get in situations like that for them as well.
And I don't know if I mentioned he gets along with kids and other cats. And he is his fee is sponsored. He may be one that his fee is sponsored no matter what time frame. I know we're doing if I remind everyone that until December 12th, all dogs at the shelter available for adoption, their fee is sponsored, and then there's probably 20-plus cats fall under that special fee. But then there's others that people sponsor that have been there for, you know, have already had their fee sponsored because they've been there for a while, and they would love to see get out of the shelter.
Well, Melissa just showed me a picture. He is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He is a beautiful cat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many adoptions that we've had while this special has gone on? It looks like that there's been a few.
I think there's been, since last Monday, there's been, it's not official, but they left for homes, and I don't expect them to be back, but four dogs and I think eight cats maybe.
Wow, that's great.
So that's pretty good, really.
Yes.
It really is. You know, and we've still got a few more days left, and we'd love for people, you know. This is a great time. I mean, you know, the $200 or whatever it is, I'm not sure what the sponsor fee is. It depends on if it's a puppy or a senior dog. It varies. But that's money that you can save, you know, and pay your personal bills with or go to PetSmart and get a, you know, get them started, whatever. That's just money that you're not having to pay. Mm-hmm. And with the holidays coming up, I know people are like, well, we're so busy. Well, with kids being off school and maybe some of the parents being off work, it's a great time because you get to spend more time with them right off the bat instead of saying, oh, yeah, well, I got to go, you know, pick them up on Saturday and then have to go back to work. And you just have a few more days to kind of, you know, work with them and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a great time to get an animal. The kids are all home. The family is all there. It's a good chance for them to get to know everybody and, again, spend a little time with them, like you're saying. And so our goal here is to try and clear the shelters for the holidays. And so if you would like to get an animal from the Humane Society of Clinton County, Pam, how can they do that?
Okay, let me add one other thing.
Sure.
The shelter is actually running a fee special of its own. It doesn't have to do with the sponsored fees, but I think it started on the 8th and maybe going through the 20th, they've reduced the fees. So people want to check their Facebook page out.
I have that somewhere, actually. I'm looking for it.
So it's a win-win for it. I mean, you know, they're still reduced fees after the 20th, and there'll still be dogs and cats. Their fee is sponsored because it was already sponsored before this special. But, if you're even thinking about it, just go check them out.
Yeah, there are some beautiful animals that go through that facility, that is for sure. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. All right, Pam, how can they get a hold of you? And then I know you're going to leave me with a little quote, I hope, today.
Yeah, the contact information, the shelter is 765-670-7924, Facebook Messenger, or their email is cchs04@sbcglobal.net. And I will leave you with this.
Okay.
I had been told that the training procedure with cats was difficult. It's not. Mine had me trained in 2 days.
That is so appropriate.
That is so appropriate. That's not even funny.
Yes. All right, Pam, thank you so much. Thank you for taking your time to help us with the 12 strains of Christmas as well.
Thank you.
A good day. We'll speak with you again tomorrow. Take care,
Pam.
All right. Get out to the shelter and check out all the wonderful animals available for adoption, especially at this time where they have all these specials going on trying to get animals into the homes for the holidays.
It is so cool to go in and check the page, the Paw House page, especially where they put up so many of them, that all their fees are sponsored and everything, and to see adoption pending, and they update that regularly, so that's cool.
And we also thank our sponsors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home and Norm and TC Trailers and Rue, for helping us bring the 12 Strays of Christmas this year. It is time for our break here at the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.